The downtown Metropolitan Theater drew about 600 people to watch the film that follows four young West Virginia men for about 18 months as they move through the often excruciating journey of substance use disorder detox, rehab, and recovery. Director Elaine Sheldon says she wanted to make the documentary because she had no idea what recovery was all about.
It was just way more emotional than we realized. And so we were kind of bystanders to what happens in rehab, which is becoming very emotionally raw, breaking yourself down to the, you know, most raw version of yourself and then rediscovering who you are. And they've been through such traumatic things in their life, and they've, you know, suffered from substance use disorder for so long. They've been in and out of jails. They've had all these really traumatic moments. And then they finally get to rehab, and here's the camera crew. So how can you be the least hurtful in that situation? That was sort of what was always on our mind.
So Elaine and Sheldon Curran.
This latest work of Sheldon's has already been critically acclaimed. It's available to view on Netflix, but following these community screenings, Sheldon has put together panel discussions, which include the filmmakers and the men she follows throughout the film. The audience gets a rare chance to interact with the men they've just watched go through rehab at a facility called Jacob's Ladder in Aurora, West Virginia.
This is for Ryan and Rush. What gave you guys the drive to even think about going to Jacob's Ladder to start recovery?
Well, it says there in the beginning there, when I first show up, looking a disaster, you know, my mom found it for me online. I don't know how she did that. And at that point in my life, I knew something needed to change. You know, I was knocking on death's door when I showed up to the program previous to Jacob's Ladder. You know, I was 130 pounds, you know, just could have blown away in a stiff wind.
Again, filmmaker Elaine Sheldon.
It's one thing to watch the film. It's another thing to have a conversation that follows it with the people that went through it. So you get to see the film, and then you get to see these guys and meet them as real humans. And I think that that is part of breaking down stigma and seeing people beyond their addictions. And so community screenings are of utmost importance just for public awareness of what's happening and who are these people in their community that are struggling and how can we help them. It just provides a safe space for people to share and to learn.
Addiction is an area of medicine and of society that we have neglected to really advance.
Dr. Kevin Blankenship is the founder of Jacob's Ladder, the rehab facility featured in Recovery Boys. He's been attending the film screenings to offer audience members a medical perspective.
Neuroscience, for instance, and studying the brain and how it's affected by addiction is something that physicians and researchers just haven't been doing. Until recently. So, you know, there's a lot of different avenues and pathways to recovery. It's a tough road for them, but the actual physical dependence part is the easiest part. They might not think it's simple, but in the overall scheme of things, it's pretty simple. And then when you start to deal with the underlying issues of trauma and mental health issues and socioeconomic issues that are underlying all of this, and then you look at this person and say, you chose to pick up, and therefore you get what you deserve, we have to learn to put ourselves in someone else's shoes, to try to understand where they're coming from, meet them where they're at, and at least care. Have some compassion, have some love. And if we all did that for one another, you know, a lot of these problems could be solved along the way.
One of the young men followed in the film is known only as Ryan. He successfully completed the rehab program and is now residing in a sober living home in Morgantown.
There's a lot of guys at the treatment center working that are in long-term recovery themselves that you see in the documentary. And they're giving back kind of the same way I like to give back now. So, yeah, it just takes a whole community to bring some of us out of addiction.
So I think we got time for one more question.
Okay, thanks. Thank you so much to all of you who are in this film. It was incredibly powerful, and I know that it takes a lot of courage to share your life with the community that way, and it's really such a gift.
Again, Elaine Sheldon.
I sought out to tell an honest story. And I hope that through that honesty, West Virginians can find that respect and move forward together. Because it's very difficult to tell the truth, and it's not always pretty. And so I hope that we can some way learn from these guys and move forward in a positive way.
Tonight, a free film screening of Recovery Boys and panel discussion are scheduled at Marshall University in Huntington. The doors of Joan C. Edwards Playhouse open at 7. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Suzanne Higgins.